Hey, nice Borg Invasion 4D hoodie.
Yes, thank you.
How much do you like that attraction? Oh, that's right. I got you that hoodie because you've never done it.
I like all the ladies that my Star Trek Borg ride hoodie gets me, though, which is none. Mahaha, nerds don't attract women. Podcast for January 20th, 2017. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Yo!
How's it going?
Not bad.
Oh, that's good. Anything exciting happening in your life?
Meh.
No. All right, then. I tried. Let's move on, then. Big old flat no from that one. All right. So we're going to... So MPD has released... it's a kind of yearly list of the 10 best-selling games of the year. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to look at that a little bit.
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're going to do today, and then I don't know, see if we have any tangents or whatever. So interesting thing to know about this MPD list, it includes all physical sales and some digital. So, like, it has all Steam. I think it has all, like, console digital sales, but doesn't have, like, Origin or Battle.net sales.
I see. So Overwatch is not number one, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, kind of, we'll get to that. So number one is...
Wait, we're going to start bottom or top?
No, I don't know. I think it's very good one.
Okay. There.
What do you think number one is?
Number one overall?
Yeah.
For the year? It's not Overwatch.
Mm-mm. Don't overthink it, Ed.
Is it Call of Duty?
Yes, it's Call of Duty.
Oh, no, I didn't know if this was
even
the year.
Even like Call of Duty kind of... Well, it's like kind of on a decline, right? But it's still like easily always number one. It is crazy, just like how many people still like, yeah, the new Call of Duty I need. Like, there has to be, I feel like even the people who do buy it at this point must be like, oh, this shit again.
Yeah, well, so I just found this out this week. Like, the guy who's our director of operations at RisePies, I think you've met a few times, that guy Jeff. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty. He plays it, it's the only game he plays.
Right. I think there are a lot of people like that.
But he hates this one.
Right.
And he kept telling me that it was tanking and blah, blah, blah. And he was so happy. And I didn't want to be like, it's not tanking. What are you talking about?
It's, like, it's doing worse. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not... still like the best-selling game of the year.
Yeah. Even though it came out, you know, in October, November, whenever it comes out. So, yeah. It's like Call of Duty is still going to be around for a bit still.
The funny thing is, too, from what I've played some of the single player of Infinite Warfare. Kind of like it a lot compared to a lot of the other ones.
It's always fine. It's like you play, it's like entertaining. It is what it is. I can't imagine playing Call of Duty multiplayer anymore, to be honest.
That's what I got Titanfall for.
Right. All right. So number two, you want to take a wager of that one? Or
number two, is that Overwatch?
No, that is Battlefield 1.
Oh, wow.
So EA, not too far behind this year. So I guess that's kind of like where they might be concerned is how like they're able to kind of close that gap. Yeah, this is pretty close.
And I wondered, does this count Origin sales since that's the only place you get it digitally on PC?
It does not include Origin sales. So I mean, I was thinking it would sell more than Call of Duty anyways, but it may be.
I'm sure they made their money on this game.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any numbers to back it up, but it seems like one of the better performing games in that series. They have done a pretty good job. Like, we can complain about, you know, almost annualizing it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Battlefield was kind of just, you know, another shooter when it came out. It was, like, popular. Mm-hmm. But they did a pretty good job of, like, kind of morphing it into their Call of Duty competitor. Yeah. Which they tried to do with Medal of Honor, and it didn't take.
Right.
They're like, what else we got? Battlefield.
Well, because Battlefield, like... You know, it embraced its unique elements, the larger battlefields, the vehicles. Medal of Honor, they were just trying to make Call of Duty.
Right, and just kind of didn't work
out. What's good about this year, like, Battlefield 4 was a great game, but it was just, like, in a lot of ways, Battlefield 3.5.
Yeah.
This one was, like, such a shift.
Right, this one felt significantly different mm-hmm. in an interesting way. Number three, you want to take a guess there?
Is it Overwatch?
Not Overwatch, all right. Don't guess Overwatch.
Stop asking me to guess, I don't know.
Tom Clancy's in Division.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember if we brought this up on the show or if we were just talking about it, but that has not been in any Game of the Year conversations at all.
Well, it came out pretty early. It came out, like, in March. I think that helped it. It had that kind of first half of the year. to itself for a while until May.
Yeah, as far as sales go.
Right. So it had pretty good. And I mean, that game had a pretty significant amount of hype attached to it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been watching videos of that E3 for a while, and it was a good game.
Yeah. It's not like shitty. It's just had a weird end game, and I feel like the Dark Zone didn't come together the way they wanted. A lot of its
problems came about when people like were playing it for a while, and that's why people stopped talking about it, started criticizing it more.
Right.
But yeah, as far as like, you know, new franchise start, that was, you know, pretty big start there for the Division. I'm sure they're not done with it. We'll maybe get a Division. It kind of seems like it's on a pretty similar track to Destiny, right, where it comes out this really big launch, and then it's kind of quiet for a bit, then they, like, release some expansion that, like, fixes all the problems. Like, that's probably going to be the next thing that happens with Division, and then we'll get Division 2.
Hmm.
Number four is NBA 2K17.
Yeah, that sounds right. That series does really well.
I mean, there's a few sports series that are, like, show up every year. The interesting thing about this is that number five is Madden. NBA outperformed Madden this year.
I can see that.
Last year, Madden was number two, to give you, after the Call of Duty from that year, to give you an idea. So it's a little interesting to me.
I think Madden's getting really stale.
Right.
That series needs a big old shot in the arm. Like, I don't know if it's like, move it to the Frostbite engine and, like, reinvent it that way. Like, I mean, that seems to have done well for FIFA. What engine does NBA? I always mix up. I always think this is the EA game. It's not.
No.
So it's whatever 2K develops. And let's face it, too. They trounce NBA Live year after year.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, I'm surprised those guys even try.
Yeah. And I think all in all, basketball probably makes the best video game all the major sports.
I mean,
we don't play it a ton, but I remember, like, I think it was the first year at the next-gen consoles. I really like how they did stuff like during halftime of your game, they, like, actually integrated real-world scores into the halftime show.
Yeah, the presentation was just kind of better. I think that the basketball presentation is, even on TV, is kind of flashier, and it kind of works better for a video game. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely get more. So, number six, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Sheesh.
Came out in 2013.
Like, who doesn't own that yet who wants it at this point?
That's the question.
I mean, I guess people are buying Xbox Ones and PS4s every day, and they're like, I still want my GTA.
But they still didn't have that game on 360 or PlayStation 3.
They want to keep playing. People play that GTA online. I guess, online.
And I mean, well, they've done a very good job of supporting GTA Online with content.
Yeah, gotta give them that.
But I mean, you know, at some point, I'm like, how good is Grand Theft Auto 5, really? I mean, Jesus. They came out forever ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this got to be one of the best-selling games ever. I mean, it is, easily. It's just crazy. Like, because I played through it, I'm like, yeah, this is fine. Like, I still just don't... Like, I get why it could be a big deal. I don't get why it's the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Is my thing with it. So, yeah, freaking Grand Theft Auto. And it's like, how much of a rush do you need to be in to make Grand Theft Auto 6, right? I mean, God, this game...
I know, that's why, like, they don't release a lot of games. Like, if you guys want GTA 6, stop buying GTA 5. Well,
and this year they'll have Red Dead, and that's going to chart easily. I don't know if it's going to be quite like Grand Theft Auto, where it's going to be in the top 10 list 4 years later, but... Yeah,
you never know.
Number 7 is Overwatch.
There it is.
And I think it would be higher if you had Battle.net sales on it, because I imagine a pretty large amount of people buying this game are buying it digitally from Battle.net.
Yeah.
But this still includes physical PC sales and all console sales. So, but yes, even still, so yeah, very good showing for Overwatch here. You know, new IP and all that stuff very quickly became a big success story. It was my favorite game of the year. It was yours too, right? I still play Overwatch a ton. Just super fun. So good for the Overwatch.
Yes.
Number 8 is funny.
Oh?
Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Because...
That was...
Last year's.
It was last year's.
Until the new one comes out, it sells well because it's the new Call of Duty. Yeah, January, yeah, February,
comes
March,
out the
April.
End of the year, yeah. So yeah, I can
see it, but it is funny. That's like, yeah. Everyone's like, Call of Duty's fine dying. No, it's not.
Totally
there's two
fine.
Call of Duty games on this top 10 list. Number 9 is FIFA 17. I don't think I've ever played a second of one of these.
I played like some demos of not this year's, but past year's. Again, it's just...
As far as like, this is US, if I didn't make that clear.
It was worldwide. Yeah, it's FIFA number one. I don't get the nuance of soccer, I guess.
Right. Forget about nuance.
So like when I play it, I guess like, I'm trying to play Mega Man Soccer still, which you can't play in this game.
I wish.
I just don't. I don't know. I don't have Sega Soccer Slam.
I like arcadey soccer games.
Sega Soccer Slam was the
shit. Even like Rocket League is kind of in the fit. I can play that stuff, but I can't play like the soccer game.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what the heck is happening. Mega Man Soccer. And number 10, this makes me happy, is Final Fantasy 15.
Wow.
Came out in, like, December, like, really late November.
It's amazing, yeah. When you think that franchise is done and Square Enix has done all they can to drive that name to the ground, right, with mobile ports and junk.
So, and it's interesting, you know? Yeah, interesting to note that it, they also released a December list, and, you know, Call of Duty's number one December, but number two was Final Fantasy,
yeah,
and it was the best-selling game on PlayStation 4, so that month, more people bought Final Fantasy than Call of Duty for PlayStation 4.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is, yeah, it's crazy, huh, how, like, you know, because, like, even when I was, like, excited for this game, I actually didn't think it would do well. I was like, this might be a pretty bad, like, not nailing the coffin for Final Fantasy, but, like, this might set Final Fantasy back a bit when this game finally comes out and people don't like it.
Yeah.
Even when I was playing it, I'm like, I like this a lot.
Hopefully it takes.
Right, I don't know what other people are going to think. Who knows? But so that's good. I really hope that they just, to get a Final Fantasy 16 out, like, a little sooner, I hope they literally just say, all right, let's just take that engine and that, like, battle system, and, like let's do another game with it. Maybe we can do more of a traditional fantasy setting or something more steampunky or whatever.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? Like, you could do, like, the same game but with a completely different setting and get something really different out of it.
Like, I admire how lately, like, every Final Fantasy game has been very different. But, I mean, it was fine also when Final Fantasy 4 through 9 had the same battle system, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, no one was too upset about that.
I think we could get at least one more out of this. I hope they do that instead of, like, Final Fantasy 15-2 or whatever.
I mean, even, like, if you subtly tweak it, like, same battle system, but it's more magic-focused or something. Well, there's a way to do it, you know?
There's a thing to do it. I mean, if you make, like, the open world a little different, like, you don't have the car, it's a bit more, I don't know, like,
Skyrim.
Regular open.
Get a horse.
Regular. Or, get a
chocobo, yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, I think, so, yeah, good. Glad that Final Fantasy 15 is actually doing pretty well. I think they said it was best start for the franchise since they started tracking these numbers in 1995. And since that's before Final Fantasy 7, we'll just go ahead and say probably the best start ever for the franchise.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything before 7 was selling better than that. So,
that's kind of crazy to think.
So that's the 10. So let's kind of talk about maybe some noticeable absence.
Uncharted.
Well, and I was thinking that's weird, but Uncharted is
a platform exclusive.
A platform exclusive game, not even a PC release either. Like some of the other like platform exclusive, like nothing, no, not a single game on here is a platform exclusive.
I have to wonder if Legion doesn't show up on this list if they're tracking Battle.net.
Maybe. I don't think so. Still at this point,
you gotta figure they sold at least 5 to 7 million copies worldwide, and I'm sure.
Sure, but Overwatch sold 20 million copies worldwide by October, and that's number 7. Although I don't know what they're tracking here.
Right.
I still don't think it would show. I think it did well. I don't think it would show up here. But yeah, so yeah, it is interesting. I'm sure if you like do it like console exclusive or like by like how many games, how many copies of games sold on one platform, Uncharted, but did very well. But yeah, it's just like it's handicapped.
Also, no Pokemon.
So Pokemon is doing really well. It came out in late November, and they separate by Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's kind of thing. I think they even said it's like the best start for the series since Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, I read that.
So it's doing very well. I think it's because it's separated into two games like that, and it came out a little bit later, which is why it's not charting. But you know, like it wouldn't be a huge surprise if, like next year. Well, again, because it's separated, but it's going to sell very well for a while. Then there's like things not super surprised, but like Doom, it would have been nice to see that more. Well, Call of Duty number one, Battlefield number two, no Titanfall anywhere on the list.
Yeah, I knew it was gonna happen. It was
like it could still be doing fine.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure. I mean, that game's got to have some word of mouth because everything about it has been so positive.
Thank God for that because it wasn't like if they didn't happen to like make the one that people actually like. Critics and people think is the best one, they would just be completely hosed because no one would play it.
Yeah.
But I still have no idea why you released that game.
When you did, between you did. Battlefield and COD. What a dumb thing.
Right. Well, yeah, just, I don't know.
Like I said, I would have been fine if that was delayed. It would have been a bummer knowing, especially now how good it is, but like if that came out first week of February, you're like, holy shit, this is incredible. Everyone buy this.
But yeah, no 3DS or Wii U games on here.
No,
or anything like that.
No Wii U games. What Wii U games? Yeah. Star Fox.
Star Fox, big seller, right?
The hell else came out on Wii U this year?
Star Fox? I don't know. It's been pretty quiet. I feel like something else must have come out.
I'm trying to think real hard. What else came out?
I'm trying to think.
In 2016.
Yoshi? Is Yoshi this year? Yoshi's Woolly World?
Maybe.
That had to be this year. Yeah, that had to be this year. I played that. That was all right.
Wow.
Fine. That was, whatever. But yeah, so yeah, not a. Maybe it didn't come out this year. Maybe that was. Now I gotta look. Now I'm curious. But there has been something else, because last year was actually not a bad year for the Wii U, because you had
Mario Maker and Splatoon.
That yeah, was, that was okay. Pretty good. Well, you have okay. two great games. You know that helps quite a bit. Let me know. Yoshi's a Woolly World, because Yoshi's Woolly World just like, or isn't it coming to 3DS? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like another one of those. We're trying to make a sequel to Yoshi's Island, and it's never quite as good for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was 2015. I really thought I played that game last year.
I mean, Google a list of Wii U 2016. Yeah, right. There's had to be something else.
I mean, they've obviously been pretty busy trying to get
what the when their Xeno something came out?
Xenoblade Chronicles. Oh, you know what there was? There's that Tokyo Mirage Sessions game.
Yeah.
I want to play that, actually. Everyone says really... I'm kind of holding off for a Switch port at this point. Everyone says it was really good. There's Legend of... There's this Twilight Princess thing.
HD remaster.
And there was that Paper Mario game that...
Oh, yeah, that no one cared about.
So, that's kind of the big... There's another Sonic and Mario Olympics game and stuff like that. So, yeah. Not a great year for the Wii U. Going out with a whisper there.
We saw they did confirm that Zelda is the last Wii U game.
Yeah, it's not, sure. I mean, please. But a little bit of life coming to the 3DS still. Nintendo did that Fire Emblem presentation. Did you see any of that?
I didn't see it, but I read up on it. So it's like a remake of Fire Emblem Gaiden.
I would say Gaiden. Okay, like Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, you're right.
Gaiden's one of those funny Japanese words like Shin. They always put Shin in front of everything. And you're like, that's like when you put Super in front of something. Shin means true.
Uh-huh.
So, like Shin Godzilla is the next one.
True Godzilla.
You know, Shin Megami Tensei. It was just Megami Tensei for a while. And then there was a Shin Megami Tensei. And I was like, oh man. So the Fire Emblem stuff. So yeah, Fire Emblem Gaiden was like the second game in the series. Came out NES. This is long before the series ever came out over here. They remade the first one kind of for the DS at one point, so it's kind of like, oh, there's the next one. Kind of like a Pokemon, like a few years ago.
From what I read, like it's a very different game in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, there's like some dungeon exploration. Like you get into a random battle, then you go to the tactics screen and stuff like that. So I think it'll be pretty cool. It's neat that like we'll have like this kind of Fire Emblem game, you know, to play. It like won't be as like flashy as maybe some of the newer ones, which that are kind of built for the ground up for the 3DS.
When does it come out?
Like, it was like March or May. It's not long.
Yeah, but it's after the Switch comes out.
You know, it's probably not March. It's probably May. Something like that. But yeah, that'll be fun. They had like, I was surprised just how many Fire Emblem announcements they had. They've had a real big coming out party for that mobile game.
Mm-hmm, which comes out February 2nd.
For Android.
iOS. Don't you read my messages? They confirmed it's coming out February 2nd on iOS as well.
I don't think they did.
They said it was their Twitter account.
All right. Well, I don't know why they didn't want to say that at first.
Yeah, that's what everyone was like, why did you say that at first? Because, yeah, they made it sound all weird. And then the NOH Twitter account was all like, yeah, it's coming to iOS on February 2nd.
Well, that is strange.
Right? That's the only, you know, Nintendo being Nintendo.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, then. Cool. Damn. Okay, so yeah.
Which is great for me because I go on vacation on the 3rd.
This kind of reminds me of almost as maybe something like Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, where you have like a party of, and I think there are some original characters, and it says it has like an original story, quote unquote, but like a lot of your party seems to be made up of like characters from past Fire Emblem.
Yeah, they have like a voting thing you could do right now. Of course, I voted for Donald.
Oh man,
because like he's the best character.
Right.
Yeah, like it's the map just fits on the single screen. There's no like scrolling around or anything, and. Yeah, you know, you're still doing like Fire Emblem fights,
and I like that. It kind of has its own style to it. Mm-hmm. Like I, when they first announced, like we're making a Fire Emblem mobile game, I was like, oh, are they just gonna like port something over to that, or what are they gonna do here? And like, they're making a full game, yeah. Fire Emblem mobile.
It's free to play. It's gonna have, you know, you're gonna be buying characters.
I think a lot of these games are going to be free to play. Like Super Mario Run has, because there's no way for them to monetize that after it came out. I think it made them some money, but it's not gonna make them more money.
Yeah, it's already off the top 50.
Yeah, I wrote that story, but once. Like, the Android version comes out, that'll be a little boost.
Another shiny arm, yeah.
But, so this is something they can maybe monetize for a while. And then they said in 2018 there will be, like, the full-on next Fire Emblem game, and it'll be for Switch. So I imagine that's, like, the Fire Emblem Awakening and then Fate's Team. And that'll be really cool, I think. Like, a full-on... This will be the first console Fire Emblem game since...
2007?
2009, I think. Whenever the one the Wii came out, the
Radiant Dawn.
Radiant Dawn, which was like the second one of Ike. And that was like back when that was like a very different time for Fire Emblem. Was like this niche thing, like, and that's kind of like the takeaway from this is like, man, Nintendo has a lot of faith in Fire Emblem now.
Well, I mean, they put out two really good games on the 3DS, and people responded to that. What do you know?
Yeah, well, like just like Awakening in general, man, literally like awaken that franchise, mm-hmm. right? And it was funny because it was like they were saying like, yeah, this one doesn't do well. Fire Emblem's probably done.
Yeah,
and they like
that was just a really good game.
And they made like the best Fire Emblem, and I was like, yeah, oh, this is great. And all of a sudden, they're selling millions of like close to about 2 million copies for like each of those, which for Fire Emblem at the time was ridiculous. Like, what?
Yeah.
So
let me take you on a quick tangent, because this is one of the things I took away from this event and kind of all the post-Switch announcement stuff. Does it bother you that they're being so insistent that like, oh, no, 3DS is still around, and the Switch, it's really a home console, just happens you could take it with you, and... Because here's why. It's like, they announce this, and my response is like, oh, this is great. Like, homogenize everything, get all these teams working on one platform, steady flow of games... Like, no A teams and B teams. And they're like, oh, no, we're not doing that. That thing you're excited about, we're not doing that.
It bothers me a little bit, but it doesn't bother me that much because I think they are doing that still.
That is, like, what I tell myself. Like this is clearly
like,
all
what
just
I'm telling you, this, like, this Fire Emblem game. The people who are making that are the people, I mean, obviously I don't know, but those are probably the people who made Fire Emblem Awakening and Fates.
The one coming in 2018?
Yeah. It's the same thing that happened when the DS came out, where Nintendo is sometimes cautious to a fault, where they don't want to say, yeah, the DS is the Game Boy successor. They said, oh, no, there'll be more Game Boys, for sure, this is just, different. It'll come. Yeah. And then once the DS was hit, it's like, yeah, we're done the Game Boy, everyone get a
DS. Well, it's like, because 3DS sales picked up when Pokemon came out. It's like they're afraid to like kill that momentum. It's like, no, transfer that momentum into the Switch.
Like, I get it a little bit. There are a decent amount of 3DS out there. Like, it still sells pretty well. You don't want no matter what, they're not going to come out and say, yeah, 3DS is dead. But do they have to be quite so adamant that the Switch isn't a portable at all? Maybe not. Maybe you would toot that horn a little bit.
Don't you feel like it's purely semantics? But you feel like if the Switch was positioned not as the home console you take with you, but this really powerful portable system with a TV setup.
I mean, it's hard to say. Who knows?
I don't know. I feel like people would be more intrigued by that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I definitely think that most of the teams are working on the Switch. Like, I don't know. Like I said, there's like some 3DS games coming out. Like, you have that Pikmin 2D thing.
Keep the B teams on the 3DS if you're going to do that. Put all the A teams on the Switch, right. like at least.
But
I mean, we all agree that's why Vita kind of sucked,
right? Oh yeah, for sure. Like, you had Studio Japan make like one game for it, which was the Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
then you had
the weird Uncharted. You had the weird Killzone.
But like, anytime an A team did, like, they just had Little Big Planet guys make that Tearaway, and everyone loved that, right? Like, that.
Yeah, that was like the one other Vita game.
Right.
Like,
so like, anytime you did get an A team to do it, it was actually really good. But so often they're like, oh, what's this? Who are you? Yeah, you're gonna make an Uncharted game now. Here you go. Yeah, it's like fine. It's like good, but it's like not like great. It's not like, I don't know. It's sometimes it works out. Like, even like they had like that weird group that made those God of War games for the PSP, and those were actually really good.
Radiant Dawn, yeah. But then they didn't ever make anything for the Vita? I don't think so.
Well, they started.
They made Order 16,
yeah,
whatever.
1866 yes. or 1886 or something. Like, because it was like, yeah. So yeah. Going back to Fire Emblem, but they show a bit more Fire Emblem Warriors, which is the Dynasty Warriors thing. Which, hey, it's a game for the Switch. It'll be amusing-ish.
We'll see. No. I haven't played Hyrule Warriors beyond an hour. I don't know why.
I beat Hyrule Warriors. That was
you
fun
beat it?
Enough.
It was all right. My thing was, it was anything I was going to pay money for. I played your copy for an hour, yeah. And I was like, okay.
I'm kind of sad that like they added all the Wind Waker stuff to the 3DS version, which like I'm not going to play this again.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to see the Wind Waker things, because that sounds pretty fun. But, I mean, I'd be down to try it at least, so... but yeah, just like, it just is a cool takeaway to me how like Fire Emblem is a pretty important franchise. It's weird that it went
that it
from,
got its own Nintendo Direct with four games announced,
right? For like, well, and like the most striking thing to me is not just that, like, oh yeah, another 3DS game and two Switch games, but the fact that like, yeah, our second mobile game, because you know, Miitomo maybe gave him not, but like, yeah. After we did Mario, we're going to Fire Emblem next. Up next to bat is Fire Emblem, so it's like, oh wow, okay, cool. So, yeah, I just think that's... And Fire Emblem will, in some ways, be a much more natural fit for mobile.
Oh yeah, it's a perfect game to go on a mobile device. I'm super pumped for that to come out.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be a lot of fun. And I'm not much for mobile games, so I'm like, yeah, I'll play a little Fire Emblem here and there.
Especially if it's free to play. Like, why wouldn't you pick
it up? Like, I'm familiar enough with the characters. I'm like, oh, look, I got this guy. Like, hey, cool. So it's just great. We keep saying this again. It's like, how are there 4 Fire Emblem games coming out in the next couple of years, but like a Metroid game hasn't come out in forever?
Right? Fuck. Jeez.
It's like, that's got to be, there just has to be one, because since you have Mario and Zelda this year, and next year we know about Fire Emblem so far, but there's got to be like something else they announced for like 2018 that's like a pretty core franchise.
Well, did you see, I think it was Kotaku, like sent like a bunch of questions to Nintendo like in an email, and they got the responses.
No.
And like 80% of the responses are, we have nothing to announce at this time. Like about...
Well, that's pretty typical.
Like, is the virtual console coming to the Switch?
I am actually very surprised how... Like, I thought that would, like, be, like, a big thing. Like, oh, yeah.
We're, like, a month away from the system, and they, like, haven't even talked. And it's, like, especially in a situation where, like, the big criticism is, like, a weak launch lineup. You know, you say, yeah, we got a new Zelda, Just Dance, and Bomberman, and all the Nintendo games ever. Like, why is that not a thing?
I wonder if maybe that was the plan, and then the NES Classic did so well, they're like... Maybe we should just make more of those and not, like, put those games also on this thing so much, or, like, not advertise them. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But, I'm surprised they barely said anything about a virtual console. What do you think, like, kind of learning a little bit more about this mobile app? Like, that's what you use to make parties and do voice chat.
I wish they'd fucking explain that, because no one knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
Like, do I have to, like, plug in a headset to my phone?
I assume so.
Is my phone just, like, making the connection, but it's still running through the system? Like, you know, like it's just it's Nintendo being Nintendo. It's like, why don't you just explain everything? What, you know, we're going to have questions about this. It's a month away. Like, what are you afraid of us finding out early?
Yeah, I know.
Just fucking explain it to us. Make a little, I mean, like... They have that great video with Bowser and Bowser Jr. for the parental controls. Why isn't there a whole bunch of those?
Yeah.
Wasn't there, like, a bunch of Toads, like, doing voice chat with each other? And then another one where it's, like, Mario and Luigi, like, account sharing or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all right there. Just make
and
these.
It's sad that even still, it'll be better than what we've had on the systems.
Well, no doubt.
That's what's funny.
But again, as people have said, now they're charging for this shit more than ever. They're going to be, well, is this as good as Xbox Live? Then why am I paying you?
Oh, man. All right, so what else is going on? We talked the games. We talked about some Fire Emblem.
We did some time walking.
Yeah, we're playing some World of Warcraft. There's a special zone now, I guess. But yeah, we had some fun playing World of Warcraft together. We did the LFR for that's like the easy mode raids that
Trial
you can just
of Valor, yeah.
queue up with anybody. We did that.
I wish Destiny did that.
Right. We got to do that. We did Time Walker, which is when they bring some of the old dungeons back and scale them up a bit so you can kind of learn.
They're still pretty easy.
Right.
But they're fun. I've never done
it. You could die.
I did die a couple times. You know,
yeah, well, you suck.
Just res. I didn't know what was going on. I just standing there and I died.
You should be a tank like me. It's much harder to die. I'm so glad I'm a tank now. I don't know if I could ever not tank again. Tanking's just nice. It's so convenient.
You're just so important now.
It's easier, again, to queues. You can walk around the world and nothing can really kill you. So, yeah, queued everybody, lol, JK. So, yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll do it.
I was going to say, I started playing Heroes again.
Oh, the Storm? I don't know. But I think I'm past it.
Oh, no, man. Get back into it. It's so, like, I played that first match. I was like, man, this is so good. Like, why do I not play this? I think the problem is, like, you feel that way when you win. But when you lose, you're like, I just wasted a half hour.
Even those games always feels bad in a way that it doesn't when you're doing, like, an Overwatch.
Yeah.
It can be pretty long. You can sometimes feel less impactful as, like, a single player sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or also more impactful when you do make a mistake somehow.
Right. I think that is the issue there. But
yeah.
Still a super fun game. Again, just because of our well-documented enjoyment of crossovers.
Sure.
Samuro, the Blade Master, is one of the new heroes. Like, so I was Thrall and someone was him. I just like, you know, he does this thing. I am honored to fight with my war chief. Once again, the honor is mine. Look, Taro Guard. I'm like, yeah, they're friends.
I wonder where Samuro's been up to. You don't see a World of Warcraft or anything.
Yeah, he was just like, was he actually called Samuro in Warcraft
I don't think
3?
So,
it was just
actually.
Like the Blade Master. Like,
I think he was just
this is
the
name
master.
They gave him to put him in the heroes.
Yeah, I think he was just the Blade Master.
Yeah.
It's true. Maybe he'll show up now. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Sure, go to the iTunes, please explore the Google Play Store, leave us reviews. We see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.